Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners for the most grave and solemn month of Muharram in which we are in, the month in which Imam Hussein and his loyal companions and some of his close family members were martyred, and some of his family members were taken captive. And this is a month in which the heart weeps for the Imam and his followers, the hearts of all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam, as well as the freedom-loving and justice-seeking people of the world. Today on The Key, we would like to ask the following question. How exactly did the Battle of Karbala begin, and who began it? According to some historical accounts, this battle began in the morning of the day of Ashura at approximately 9 to 9:30 in the morning. And the person who actually instigated the battle was Umar Asad himself, the commander of the army of Yazid. He began it by yelling and crying out to his army. He said, "Oh, army of God, you know, mount your horses, and I want to take you to heaven." And when he said this, he himself was the first person who launched a arrow towards the army of Imam Hussein. And subsequent to this, approximately 10,000 wooden arrows were launched from the army of Umar Asad and Yazid towards the army of Imam Hussein and his companions. And it is said that when this occurred, according to some historical accounts, there was nobody from amongst the army of Imam Hussein who was not struck by one of these 10,000 arrows. And following this, obviously, once this happened, the Battle of Karbala began, and subsequently, individual battles and fights between individuals from both sides of the army began. And it's said that it's hard to actually determine who the first Shaheed was in this battle, because according to some accounts, in the very first moments of the battle, 40 people were immediately martyred. So it's hard to kind of delineate and determine who was the very first person who was martyred. But we can say that in the individual battles that occurred between individuals from both sides, the first Shaheed was a person named Abdullah ibn Umair. Him and his wife were the first martyred. And according to some accounts, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, the former commander of Yazid's army, who had switched sides and come to the ranks of Imam Hussein's army, was the first person who was martyred. And it should also be noted that the first martyr from the Bani Hashim, the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was none other than his son, his older son, Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the events of the day of Ashura, how the battle began, the very first martyrs of this battle. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.